Hi, I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
All right, folks, thank you very, very much. Good morning and welcome to our second hour for this Sunday morning, a couple weeks ahead of Christmas. And we are here to talk about the plants at your place or anything else in terms of gardening that you'd like to discuss. We have Steve Huddleston from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and he will join us in just a moment. I'm going to take just a short time and tell you again that at 1:30 this afternoon, I will be at Shades of Green Nursery to sell pens I've made in my workshop. These are pens that I've been doing for 17 years. I will go past 2,800 pens sold sometime in the next few days. And you can see the pens at neilsperry.com. But if you go to my Facebook page, we have a photograph there, that a composite of five photos I took yesterday afternoon showing how I make a century oak pen. It's a close-up of the various stages. And you might enjoy seeing that and the finished product. I have the finished product sitting right beside me at the moment. I'll be at Shades of Green today at 1:30 to sell pens, and all of the proceeds go to Serenity High. I'll have 150 pens, including several made from the century oak at Texas A&M, the Battle Oaks on the UT campus. Professor Battle planted them almost 100 years ago. A live oak adjacent to, it's halfway between Daniel Meyer Coliseum and Amon Carter Field. SMU ash that was taken down to make room for the George Bush Library. Old Main Oak from Baylor. The Ohio State University. I have oak from a library cart from the large library there, where my wife and I went to school. Treaty oak from the grounds from Austin. I have a live oak from the grounds of the Alamo, the national champion mesquite, largest of its species in America. Goose Island live oak, which is the oldest tree in Texas. Molding from the Texas State Capitol. Walnut from Gettysburg. The Governor James Hogg pecan. Olive from Bethlehem. It goes on and on. Wood given to me by Byron Nelson. 50,000-year-old Cory from the ancient Cory Forest. It goes on and on and on. I will go through the list of woods at 1:30. It takes me 4 or 5 minutes to do so and to point them out. And then at that point, I cannot go back through them. So I hope you'll be there at 1:30 today or at 4 o'clock tomorrow at Covington's in Rowlett. Shades of Green in Frisco is on Coit, 2 miles north of Highway 121. That's the Rayburn Tollway. 2 miles north of 121 on Coit. It's a couple miles south of Main Street on Coit if you're coming from the north. And tomorrow afternoon, I will be at Covington Nursery and Rowlett at 4. Same song and dance. And this is not to talk about plants. This is specifically for pen sales. And Covington's Nursery is just barely north of Highway 66, Lakeview Parkway, on the George Bush Turnpike. On the east side. At 4 o'clock tomorrow at Covington's, 1:30 today at Shades of Green, and right now it's Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
My suggestion, get out there quick.
Yes.
It's going to turn cold.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo. It's going to be brisk. Tell us what's going on at the Botanic Garden.
Well, at least today we do have foliage, festivity, and flowers. We are experiencing peak fall color in the Japanese garden. It is absolutely beautiful there. This would be the day to see it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Fall is the best time of the year to visit the Japanese garden because of all the Japanese maples that turn outstanding colors this time of year.
Steve, aren't most of those grafted? We had that discussion with the caller last hour. Most of them are grafted except the original Acer palmatum. Is that not the case?
Well, we have some grafted varieties, but we have a lot of seedlings that have come up naturally. So, there's
cool.
Outstanding color on them.
You are a Japanese maple forest.
Yes.
That's good. All right. And what happens when I get ready to leave the Japanese garden? Hey, do you have something waiting for me?
Well, yes, we have a gift shop planned for you.
You're gonna trip me right into the place,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You have to exit through the gift shop where you can do some Christmas shopping.
Oh, my.
We have some wonderful merchandise in the shop that will please friends and family members. While you're in there, you might consider purchasing a membership in the Botanical Society as a Christmas present as well for yourself or others.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then if I want to go to the garden center, which is just half a mile away on the main corridor road down, what am I going to find at the garden center?
Well, the Garden Center is beautifully decked out for Christmas with the theme of a garden of holiday magic. Trees and wreaths are decorated with gardening tools and such items. Be sure to see the 9-foot-tall poinsettia tree in the lobby of our lecture hall. This tree actually consists of 125 poinsettias, and there's some wonderful photo ops in the hallway and in front of that tree in the lecture hall.
This is a tradition for you guys, isn't it?
It is.
I'll bet you have families that have been coming there for 20 years to have their photos made, and that would be really cool. I do that at our church on Christmas Eve, and we have photos of all of our family over the years, as it would be the evolution of a family. And it's nice to have that, and you provide that. And there's no fee to get to that point in the Garden Center building, is there?
That's correct.
That's kind of cool, too. All right. And if you want to go the other direction in the Garden Center building, why don't we go to the conservatory and you tell us what we're going to see there?
That's probably where you want to be tomorrow night.
Yeah, really.
Because it is nice and warm and humid in the conservatory, but in there we have a tropical paradise waiting for you. And right now we have a lily called the Amazon lily blooming. This is a plant native to the Andes of Colombia and Peru. Its leaves are dark green and about a foot long and 6 inches wide. And it has clusters of fragrant white flowers that look something like daffodil blossoms. And so anyway, people will enjoy seeing that as well as the other tropical plants in the conservatory.
And they're well labeled, and there's just a lot of fun stuff, a lot of economic botany in there as well. You can learn a lot of things. All right, so if I want to come to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, how on earth do I find you?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
If you know where Casa Manana is in Fort Worth, folks, you are within a quarter of a mile of it, just south of that. So that part's easy, just north of I-30. And University, of course, is the way you get to TCU. So that's a main street. All right, 24-hour information number, Steve.
That is 817-871-7686.
And the website?
fwbg.org.
All right. Lots of good reasons to go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, we sure appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. All right, and that report is sponsored by Covington Nursery and Landscape. And they are kind of on the opposite side of the Metroplex. They're at 5518 President George Bush Highway, formerly Liberty Grove Road. That's where I'm going to be tomorrow at 4 selling pens. Now, I don't know if GPS yet has adopted 5518 President George Bush Highway. GPSs have to be updated, and sometimes if you have a vehicle that has a couple of years on it, it's going to say, I don't think so. That's a corn row out there. You can be in the cornfield or whatever they'll say. And so basically, look for Liberty Grove Road or just go to Lakeview Parkway at George Bush, and you'll be right there at Covington. You'll see them. And that's where Joe and Gail Covington started the nursery 40 years ago. You suppose they thought they'd be near a tollway named for a president? Good job, Joe. They're just great. It's a premier 18-acre nursery and landscape business, the greatest selection of plants you'll find anywhere. This is a great time to plant. Covington's has new trees arriving weekly, 5-gallon to 10-inch diameter, caliper, Schumard red oaks, live oaks, Shantung maples, Chinese pistachios. These trees were hand-selected by Joe's son, Ross Covington. Ross learned from the master how to pick trees, some of the nicest trees they've ever had. Just arrived, 7 to 8 foot Nellie R. Stevens Hollies. This is, they're calling my name. They know I'm coming. This is a large shipment of Nellie R. Stevens. They are absolutely wonderful. Oh, that's not fair. They do that to me every year about now. Don't forget Covington's for your holiday decorating, for fresh Christmas trees, wreaths, garlands, to wonderful gifts in their gift shop. I love Nellie R. Stevens Hollies, and almost all the ones I have come from Covington's. You'll really enjoy your shopping experience at Covington's. They're friendly, they're cheerful, they're experienced. The quality that they have is in every square foot of the place. Covington Nursery and Landscape, open 7 days a week to serve you. 972-475-5888, George Bush Turnpike, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett, covingtonnursery.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Theo Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, and we go to Caroline. Is it Caroline or Carolyn?
It's Carolyn.
All right. How can I help you in Ferris?
Well, I just had a question about ground cover around underneath a tree. I have some ice plant that I've got in other places, and I really like it, but I don't know if it would work in a large area underneath the tree because the grass won't grow underneath it
I think there are better ground covers in heavy shade. If it's fairly heavy shade, I think the ice plant. I don't have a lot of experience with ice plant. I haven't had quite the good luck that you have. If I were trying a ground cover that I didn't have a lot of confidence in, I would use it in small areas, kind of tucked into little spots where you have a triangle near where two walks come together, or where you have a narrow bed, the sidewalk comes close to the house, or, you know, little places.
Okay.
I think you're better served in a big area in the shade by something you know to be bulletproof in the shade, and you know that will be there for you 30 years from now. I have some, my choice, it doesn't mean it has to be your choice, but my choice is regular Mondo grass or monkey grass, regular, the 5 to 6 inch, 7 inch type. And I have some beds that are now 36 years old with that, and I've never had a moment's problem, not a problem with them. It's easy to clean tree leaves out, and they're reasonably drought tolerant, these beds, and it'll survive a summer with 3 or 4 waterings if it has to. It does better if it's watered properly, but those are things we think about. And then other choices would be purple winter creeper, euonymus, Asian jasmine. A lot of people use English ivy. I've kind of gotten away from it because I see leaf spot on it that hurts it pretty badly.
Is the purple winter creeper the one that has a little flower on it?
No, it does not bloom.
No.
It has bright green leaves in the spring, dark green leaves all summer, and turns aggy maroon in the winter. And the fact that I'm from College Station does not impact my answer.
Oh, I'm sure.
I like orange flowers too.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Carolyn. I enjoyed it. Have a good day. Bye bye. All right, we will come back. Gala in Weatherford. We're going to have a gala in Weatherford here in just a minute. And Mary in Arlington, Richard in Sherman. So stay with me, Richard. Stay with me. I don't know what you want to ask about pruning your crepe myrtles, but I may rock your boat a little bit. Don't know. We'll find out. Let me tell you right now about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, where you can save 1/3 on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar by buying it right now with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to have the calendar. If you've ever asked the question, when should I do such and such? And if it's a garden question, I can't tell you when you should file your income tax, but if you say, when should I prune my such and such, or when should I fertilize, it's all in this calendar. 10,000 words, 60,000 cumulative characters, page after page, 12 pages of important information for you of when to do things. It's the prettiest calendar we've published to date means 30 calendars. I'm really proud of this one, and it is now arriving in homes, and that makes me feel good, too. You can get in on the next mailing of them and save 1/3 on the calendar with all that information when you buy a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with it. Total price of all of that is only $38.95, and that would be a wonderful gift for somebody you care a lot about. $38.95, satisfaction guarantee to every penny, but you need to call before 11 o'clock this morning. It's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let me tell you about Weaver Plant Nursery right now at 711 South Main in Cleburne. And I'm going to be very candid and tell you that I am providing this ad as a gift to Dan Weaver because I respect him so very, very much. Dan pitches in and helps me on my Facebook page. If I'm out of town, I'll let him know quietly, and he'll just kind of chime in and answer questions for me. If he sees things that are things that he knows really well, he'll answer for me. He has done a lot to help out here, and on Facebook and on my website. He's one of our landscape consultants. I think the world of him. And so I said, you know what? I have one ad available this week. I want to give it to Weaver Plant Nursery. 711 South Main in Cleburne. I really respect him. He's a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. If you are anywhere in Johnson County, if you're anywhere near Cleburne, you need to be going to Weaver Plant Nursery. They have fresh cut Christmas trees, exceptional Nordman, Noble, Concolor, and Douglas firs. The Nordman fir is a superior Christmas tree, and Weaver Plant Nursery has them. They also have flock trees in white and other colors. Poinsettias in 6, 10, and 12-inch pots, and the big sizes are especially spectacular. Weaver Plant Nursery has good inventory of shrubs, hollies, nandinas, boxwood, crepe myrtles, and many more. All shrubs are 10% off through Christmas Eve. This is a great time to plant them. On January 14, they'll have a packaged bare root fruit and nut tree coming in. They'll stock only varieties recommended for this area. This is a pro nursery. It would be wonderful if every city in Texas could have a nursery like Weaver Plant Nursery. Dan and Kathy Weaver opened the nursery in 2006. They truly believe gardening ought to be fun and enjoyable. They want to share that enthusiasm, that experience with their customers. They want to wish you a Merry Christmas. They'll be open through Christmas Day with extended hours of 9 to 8 through December 15. And open through Christmas Eve is probably what that says. I don't think I'd be going in there right before the store closes on Christmas Eve. 711 South Main in Cleburne at the intersection of Main and West Hill, south of the courthouse. Weaver Plant Nursery, 817-556-9909. You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com, then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, Preston Road, and George Bush 190 in Plano. 1-800-4-BAYLOR. And Arborological Services, the Dallas area number 972-442-1524. Tarrant County area 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com. All right, let's talk right now about Sunburst Shutters. If you're thinking about replacing your old windows with beautiful plantation-style shutters, you need to call Sunburst Shutters. Look at their website, sunburstshutters.com. If that doesn't get you going, I'm not sure my ad here can do that. It's just a great company. Nice people, incredible quality of product, incredible quality of service. Here is how it would work. Now, they do have a showroom. It's a part of their factory. It's an office park building with a factory adjacent. And it's not really made to be a storefront showroom that you drive up to thousands of people a day. It doesn't work that way. They'll be happy to bring samples to your home. They'll give you directions if you want to go see them, but they'll be happy to come to your home. There's no obligation for this. They will measure each window, each opening, and they'll hold the different sizes of plantation shutters up for you. 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louver size. Larger the louver, the fewer the lines that you have when they're open. And they'll show you the impact, what it would look like, and you'll say, oh my, Neil was right. These are beautiful. You remember that. Now let's do it again. Oh my, Neil was right. These are beautiful. That's what you need to say, and I'll appreciate that. And you'll be saying it honestly. They're glorious. They custom measure every window, so the shutters they make for you go in a specific window. This one to that window, this next packet to that window, and they're assembled right there on site. They are energy efficient. Oh, and by the way, made of polywood. It's a man-made product that doesn't crack or warp or split or peel or what else happens. Doesn't decay. I don't know what else. Energy efficient. All right, here's the phone number. And by the way, they're available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco by calling the same number, 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. On the web, sunburstshutters.com. We go to our phone lines now to Mary in Arlington. Mary, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Well, first, I just want to say I mailed your calendar to my dad, who turns 94 this week.
Aww.
And he's been a long time, lifelong gardener, vegetable gardener. Mm-hmm. He just loves it. So thank you.
For good.
It was beautiful.
Good, good, good. Thank you.
I was listening to your answer to the lady concerning the Bermuda grass. And I have Bermuda grass in a raised, like a 12-foot wide raised bed, and I have a crepe myrtle tree in the bed, daffodils, and a rose bush. Mm-hmm. So would I be able to use the Roundup in April, the kind you said with the glyphosate?
Yeah.
Yes, in that bed with those plants, or what would you recommend to get
rid of? There will be a time during the year that you can do it. Now, let me make sure I heard all the plants. Crepe myrtle and daffodils, and what was the third one?
Rosebush.
All right. Here's my game plan for you. The answer is yes. I'm not sure April is the time. By May, you should be able to. You have to wait on the daffodil foliage to die away.
Mm-hmm.
When it's yellowed, then at that point, you can spot treat. And that really is about as early as you'd want to use a glyphosate on Bermuda anyway, because it's pretty dormant in early April. So by the end of April and into May, it's ready to roll. And that's the time that you would want to spray, and that's the time that the daffodil foliage would be dying away. Okay, having said that, there are two precautions you need to make. One of them is to put aluminum foil around the trunks of the rose bush. You don't have to press it tightly.
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum foil up to, let's just say 15 inches, mm-hmm. and also around the trunks of the crepe myrtle. So that will keep the weed killer from making contact with them. It goes into plant tissue. That's how it kills. It does not go through the soil. And then the other precaution is you have to be very careful that you get the Roundup product that only has glyphosate. They have now expanded it into a family of products. So you're looking for, I believe it's either the purple or blue bottles. And I think the original glyphosate comes in those two colors. There are other colors around our products, but you're looking for one of their sales persons once said to just tell them look for the purple bottle, and then there's another way it's applied with a blue bottle, I believe, but just glyphosate.
I see, that's the only ingredient.
Active ingredient glyphosate. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much.
You can do it. Thank you, Mary. All right, let me go to Richard in Sherman. I would normally go to my break right now, and he's scaring me to death. Richard, how can I help you?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question about trimming back crepe myrtle.
Ah! I'm sorry. I've had an
attack.
Is that
a thing you're not supposed to do?
How could you tell? let me tell you, I really do get very nervous when the word back, how far back can I prune? Actually, when that's said about any plant, but most especially crepe myrtles. Crepe myrtles should never have anything taken from their tops. And I'll explain why. It ruins their form. It ruins their shape permanently. Now, if you have a branch that has died or if you have a branch that is just bizarre, you can remove a branch by pruning it completely back to another branch, and I use the word back myself, completely back, and you make a cut that's flush. You don't leave any stub, but that's only in a rare time. What people do to top their crepe myrtles is horrifically barbaric. There is no sense. It's like what some teenagers do. What are you thinking? Kind of a discussion. So I'd say, I'm sorry. I'm not being very polite.
That's all right.
So now we really want to discourage that. And the reason is, and we're trying to demonstrate this through our crepe myrtle trails of McKinney World Collection Park. We have all of the known varieties growing side by side. It's a young park, and they're not very mature yet. But there are crepe myrtles that will never get taller than 3 feet, or other varieties never get taller than 8 or 10 feet, other varieties that may grow to 35 feet. And so we have to choose the variety that gets to the right size. If a plant is too big for an area, it's better either to eliminate it completely or to move it to a spot where it can be allowed to grow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're doing pruning of crepe myrtles, it's done during the winter time, but don't reduce their height. Just thin them out and get rid of the rubbing branches. If you're trying to train it into tree form by removing some of the bottom trunks, that's fine at any time, but just don't cut them back.
Okay.
We still friends?
Thanks very much.
Okay, good deal. Thank you, Richard. All right, let me tell you right now about, this is a fun ad to get to do. It's about Silver Thai Cuisine. We found this restaurant many years ago. It was called Samui at that point, and I'll tell you just a little bit about how it's evolved its name in a moment. But we found it when we were looking for something different. We had a couple of favorite restaurants, and my wife and I said, once a week we had a at that point a date to go to the symphony. We had a summer concert series, and I go on and on. But anyway, we said we'll try a different restaurant each week. We found what now is Silver Tie, and never wavered, never left. We just kept going back, and it's been 12 or 15 years ago. And that's THAI. It's not like a necktie. Silver Tie Cuisine. They're at 906 West McDermott in Allen, and it's fabulous Thai food. Now, here is how the name has evolved. Ken is from Thailand. He began as a part-time busboy, worked into full-time busboy, worked in the kitchen, worked as a waiter. He was our waiter for 4 or 5 years there. Never forgot any part of our order. He always was perfect, and in fact, we often order the very same thing, and he remembers every detail of it. And then last year, earlier this year, he had the opportunity to buy that part of the Samui family. There were two Samuis, and the owner said, you know, I'd like to concentrate on the other one. And Ken has kept this, changed the name to Silver Tie. That's the only thing that has changed. All the same wonderful menu, Thai dishes that are freshly cooked for each customer. Every item is from meats to vegetables to fruit are fresh and cooked when ordered. Sauces are homemade using the skill of the chef and cooked to your specifications. I can't have onions, and so they have always honored that for me. They have a variety of gluten-free entrees. You gotta try it. They're open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week at 908 West McDermott. That's two blocks west of 75 and right behind Starbucks, and I think Ken will forgive me, right beside Jason's there at Waters Creek and McDermott. Oh, we like this place. Silver Tie Cuisine, SilverTieAllen.com. THAI, SilverTieAllen.com.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
I'll do a short version of my landscape school ad. Before I do that, I do want to give my phone number here because two of our people have dropped suddenly, and so now I have just one call, Stephen in Paris, and I'd love to hear from you. We're going to have our longest segment where I can take several calls right after the newscast. 800-288-WBAP. Great time to call. 800-288-9227. Our home landscape school will be all day Saturday, January 26. A couple of our sponsors are Callaway's Nursery and Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Callaway's Nursery, you know them because life should be beautiful. And Dixon Brothers, a sponsor, they're the Metroplex Authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. We will teach you all day Saturday, January 26. I'll be doing more teaching than I've ever done in the landscape school. We'll teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale so that you can draw your own plan so that you can appreciate fine landscaping to the fullest. We'll teach you the principles of good design, how you can avoid pitfalls that many people make, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, how to have effective entries and front gardens and fun patios and backyards, how to design to scale. I'm joined as a speaker. I'll be speaking a lot. Stephen Shambly from Shandor Gardens will join me on stage. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum. How's that for a cast? Neil with two characters. Wonderful people. Highly respected horticulturists. You'll also get a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping pro that we provide to you, and that will come up February 9 or 10, Saturday or Sunday at North Haven Gardens in North Dallas. We have hired people from all over Texas to come in to help with that. You'll leave with a working drawing for your project and the knowledge of how to design additional improvements in the future. Seating is limited. It always sells out. It's our 18th annual Home Landscape School all day Saturday, January 26th in Plano at the Plano Center. You must pre-register. And then the consultations are February 9 or 10. All the information at neilsperry.com, but you can register now at the same number you use to get the calendar and magazine offer. That number is 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We've got a Dallas Cowboy headed to court later this morning. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, a front headed our way that's going to cool things down. We're going to get up to about 70. The front will come through and we'll be down to 50 or so by sundown. Winds are going to be out of the north 15 to 30 miles an hour and gusty. Tonight, cloudy, windy, and cold. Maybe a sprinkle, 32 for the low. Tomorrow, a chance of snow flurries early. Then the clouds start to go away. It'll be breezy and cold with a high of only 40. It is 66 degrees in Arlington, 62 degrees at Fort Worth Meacham, 68 degrees at Love Field, 66 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
Downtown Dallas, many participating this morning in the Dallas Marathon. Right now, that is primarily affecting portions of Main Street, Commerce Street, Singleton Boulevard, and Griffin Street. But as the morning progresses towards lunchtime, other streets will be affected, including Mockingbird, Oaklawn, Garland Road, and Swiss Avenue. In Fort Worth, a road work is reported along southbound I-35W, the North Freeway at Highway 121. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Dallas Cowboys player Josh Brent charged with intoxication manslaughter in the death of his teammate Jerry Brown. Police say Brent's car crashed, flipped, caught fire, killing Brown. As we hear from Clayton Sandell, drinking and driving, not new to Brent.
It's not the first time Brent has been charged with drinking and driving. He was arrested in college and sentenced to 60 days behind bars. From his jail cell overnight, Brent released a statement saying, "I will live with this horrific and tragic loss every day for the rest of my life."
Brent facing an arraignment hearing at 10 o'clock. He could be released on bond later today. Well, after flirting with record-setting high temperatures so far in December, winter arriving in Texas with a vengeance. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where temperatures yesterday were in the 70s, there's a chance of a dusting of snow with some minor accumulations by tomorrow morning. And U.S. and Afghan military forces have completed a rescue in Afghanistan. An American doctor abducted by the Taliban 5 days ago is now free. A statement says the operation was ordered after intelligence showed Dr. Dilip Joseph was in imminent danger of injury or possible death. Again, looking for a high today of 70, it is 68 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh.
American exceptionalism, the idea that you can be whatever you want in this country. The idea that the sky is the limit for you want to be somebody you can. Now, what I fear is there's less and less of that thinking.
Because these are momentous times. Rush Limbaugh. Join Rush 11 till 2. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
It's the best Christmas gift, a copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with 10,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. All of it just $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Neil Sperry's website, neilsperry.com, is the place to go for all kinds of horticultural help, gardening tips and tricks, special offers, horticultural resources, and maybe best of all, Neil Sperry's most asked Texas gardening questions. That's from the man who's taken more than 300,000 telephone calls dating back to 1978. And while you're at the website, sign up for Neil's eGardens electronic newsletter. It's free. It all starts with a visit to neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
All right. Thank you, Mary Travelin, very, very much. And welcome back. Let me tell you right now about Dallas Plumbing. Dallas Plumbing is just incredible. In fact, Jeff, the HVAC gentleman, was at our home at my greenhouse helping me this week. And I said, you know what? I am so impressed. And I asked for the contact information at the office, and I just called right then and there. I said, this man is fabulous. This is the kind of professional approach that Dallas Plumbing has always had since 1903. That's why they have four generations of the Downs family, a family-owned business. They are not San Francisco Plumbing. They are not Knoxville Plumbing. They are Dallas Plumbing, serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. For all of that time, 109 years, oh, that's just incredible. And you'll see why when you hire them to come to your home. Voted Best Plumber in D Magazine. and a lot of other awards. New customers or customers who haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the last 3 years get $50 off their first plumbing or air conditioning service call. Dallas Plumbing Company offers plumbing parts to the public and the trade weekdays 9 to 5 and Saturdays 9 until noon. That makes them the only plumbing parts source besides Home Depot, Lowe's, and Ace Hardware in the North and Northeast Dallas area open on Saturdays, and I'll tell you where I'd rather go. Oh, and they also have that beautiful showroom where they have all their kitchen and bath fixtures. That's the address I'll give you in just a moment. Right now, Dallas Plumbing offers a $100 off the installation of a tankless water heater. It's a great opportunity to upgrade your old water heater. I think we may talk to them about that. Come see their new display at the Kitchen & Bath Showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. For more information for other offers, you need to contact Dallas Plumbing at the phone number 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. The website, dallasplumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Fred. And grateful for him. Let's go back to our phone lines, and we go to Stephen in Paris. Stephen, this is Neil. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I had about a 15-foot willow oak that got blown over by the winds in the early spring, and I cut it off about 2 feet above the ground where it snapped, and I got some shoots coming up. Will they make a decent tree?
Or and they're also willow oak?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And as opposed to seedlings just coming up nearby. And you say you left two feet of the trunk?
Yeah, where it snapped.
All right. How large is that diameter of that? Of that
it's
stump.
Probably 15 to 16 inches wide.
All right.
Around.
And, well, wide and around are two different things.
Oh.
So, bigger than a dinner plate?
Yeah, no, sir, just a little bit smaller.
All right. And where are the sprouts originating, down near the ground, or are they originating up on the trunk?
Down around the ground about.
Yeah, you need to get that thing out of the way. It's going to be a nuisance, a nightmare.
Right.
It will cause decay, and it will be ugly for a long time. Cut it clear back within an inch of the ground, and I would leave three or four of those sprouts for one more year and then select the one that is straightest and most vigorous, straight being the first criterion, and then you can think about which one's most vigorous.
Okay, certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, it'll make a nice regrow tree. Probably the tree had some kind of a challenge where it broke and of some kind of injury or decay or something, and the rest of the tree is healthy. Everything below was still there and healthy, so you may be surprised how quickly it'll regrow.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Stephen. Let's go to Marie in Bedford. Marie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Now, the description I see on my monitor here sounds like his call. Something is growing where the tree was cut down.
That's right.
Maybe
that's
not
right.
The same
and it's
thing.
Scary.
Oh, okay. That's not the same thing then. Okay.
No, I have no sprouts coming up. There are suckers or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's a brown thing that looks like a mushroom, flat mushroom, and that's part of one. And then there's also like runners coming out that have lumps that look like maybe large biscuits. Mm-hmm. And when you try and pull them up, you can't get them up. They're pretty solid into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The tree that was cut down was a Bradford pear.
It doesn't matter, Mary. I can help you with it.
Good.
Yeah, there are many, many different examples, many, many, I'm sure they're different species of saprophytic funguses.
Fungus.
Yeah, it is a fungus, as mushrooms and toadstools are.
Uh-huh.
You'll see sometimes in the forest, you will see bracket funguses that look like shelves on tree trunks. That's another one. There are just many different kinds, and the saprophytic funguses that grow on the ground take many forms.
Okay.
Some of them look like you just took brownie mix and poured it out on the ground, and then it kind of covers up all the grass or the fallen leaves or whatever happens to be there. They actually, of course, come up from the soil. Saprophytic as opposed to parasitic. Saprophytic funguses live on decaying organic matter. They do not cause a plant to die. they are there because a plant did die, or a 2x4 is rotting, or whatever. There are all kinds of reasons. Parasitic funguses kill plants, and that's a different story. That's not what this is. This is nothing to worry about. The only thing that the only way this could possibly cause you harm, other than keeping you awake at night, is if it engulfed a plant that was a small low-growing ground cover or something and suffocated it, smothered it. You could put dusting.
I do have some ivy, you know, around it, and it takes that over.
It does, and this will go away. This will not continue to spread forever. It'll use up its organic matter source, and it will die away just as toadstools and mushrooms do. But if you're concerned about it, probably what I would do is maybe take a hoe or a pitchfork and poke into it, and then I'd pour dusting sulfur on it.
What kind of dusting?
Sulfur. Mm-hmm, sulfur. Sulfur is a fungicide. It will kill fungal growth.
Oh, it's dusting sulfur.
Yeah, just like you would dust on rose leaves. If you had lived in 1910, you'd have bought dusting sulfur.
One of the things I'm concerned about with it is it growing under the ground, that it would get into like any kind of plumbing pipes or anything?
No, it's not going to bother your pipes. It's living off decaying organic matter, and unless you have wooden plumbing pipes, it's not going to bother them.
Okay, well, you know what? I will sleep better
tonight.
Is it
a better day? All right.
All right, I
wish I had
so
such good answers for everybody. Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, you...
All righty, I will. Thanks. All right, let's see. Larry, stay with me. It's an interesting question, and I'll have an answer for you in just a second. He has pecans that are germinating on his trees before they fall. It's not an abnormal occurrence, and I'll explain what you do with those when we talk. I need to tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. This is our big push to make sure that everybody has heard our message, so that if you're considering giving this as a gift, like the nice lady who called earlier and had given this to her father, you can give this to somebody who enjoys gardening. It's my calendar for 2013 that has more than 10,000 words telling you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. And I know you're saying, what on earth must that look like? That's a lot of information. How can it be an attractive calendar? Well, it's not the biggest font you ever saw. I'll give you that. It was hard to proofread. But if you're just looking through all the bullets to see what needs to be fertilized this month or next month, it's all there. And it's not like a novel you're going to read for 80 hours a week. This is a reference calendar. And I put my best photographs that I take each year. You know that I'm happy with that photo, or I wouldn't have put it in my calendar, and certainly not in my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've been given the recognition several times as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States, and the region that we serve is Texas. It is your state. It is your landscape and your garden. Get the full year of the magazine, new or renewal, your copy of the calendar, and all of that information for only $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Call before 11. Call before 11, great holiday gift. That's 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Need beautiful giant holiday landscaping decorations? They're available at Dixon Brothers. Dazzle your lawn day and night for the holidays. You might win best decorated home in your neighborhood with these lightweight, easy-to-install decorations. Stock is limited, so don't delay. Still looking for the perfect holiday gift? Gift certificates from Dixon Brothers. They can be used for automatic pool covers, pool sweeps, winterizing kits, spa aromatherapy, and much more. Don't have a freeze guard yet? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 and make an appointment to get one. The freeze guard keeps your pool system running automatically during freezing temperatures and protects the equipment from costly winter damage. Dixon Brothers professional service team can address any other pool repairs you may need. Call 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers is your best resource for all aquatic needs. If it's water related, Dixon Brothers has it for you. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. 972-288-7537. That's DICKSON.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
All right, and it is for that school and for the programs that are so wonderfully presented by those teachers and the faculty at Serenity High. It's for that school that I'm happy to make the pens that I make. I'm not looking for medals. Believe me, these issues hit our family, and that school would have been perfect for us at one point, but it wasn't there then. And the main point I want to make is I spend a lot of time at the lathe turning pens, and I love doing that because I see the kids at Serenity. I know the impact these teachers and Julie have on them, and it's a positive impact. It's we have one of our early graduates from Serenity has a master's. I think she may be working on her PhD as a diagnostician. And it's those sorts of success stories. And they're not always successful, but boy, that changes the odds when you have a school like that. The nation's only public high school that is a recovery high school, Serenity High in McKinney. And that's why I'll have my pens this afternoon at Shades of Green at 1:30 in Frisco, and at Covington Nursery in Rowlett at 4 o'clock tomorrow. All proceeds go to Serenity High. You can learn more about them by going to my website or my Facebook page, neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. It's just Neil Sperry on Facebook, of course. I've known Bill Jensen, my friend, for 42 years. He is the owner-operator of Norway Irrigation, which he's had for more than 30 years. For the first 12 years that I knew him, he was a nurseryman. He was a plant guy. Now he's a water guy and watering plants, so he didn't get too far afield. The thing that is cool about Bill Jensen and Norway Irrigation is that his people and Bill himself will not compromise quality. You can say, well, what can I do to save $1,000 or $300 or whatever? And they'll say, well, I can save you a little bit here and there by changing to a different style of irrigator or whatever, but I can't. I'm not going to compromise the quality of what is put in the ground at your home or your business. I really respect that. They use weathermatic equipment. They could buy cheap equipment. They don't want to because they don't want to have a bunch of callbacks with unhappy customers. What they want is a customer calling back in a year or two saying, my yard has never looked like this. It looks beautiful. Thank you, Norway Irrigation. Bill Jensen, 972-446-3292. If you're doing a new installation, if you're redoing an old, if you're retrofitting an old system, there's a very good chance that they can do that for you. And they certainly do service work on anybody's installation. It's Norway Irrigation, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292. Larry in Mount Calm. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. How can I help?
Go ahead. I've got a pecan tree that is, just like you said earlier, it's got pecans that are germinating on the tree. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know what I can do with them.
Well, that usually ruins the pecan. It's kind of like an onion that bolts into flower before it is large enough to harvest. The problem with that, and Burkitt is a variety that was just notorious for doing that. Burkitt is the ones that are round as marbles, a very unusual shape of a pecan. It normally happens when we have more humidity in the fall, but I've had several calls this fall about this happening, and so there's not much you can do. You certainly don't want to plant them because that just gives you that as one of the genetic features that the seedlings would bring to their trees. They won't come true from seed anyway, but that increases the chance that your seedling trees will do the same thing. And so really you just kind of take your lumps and and try to harvest some good ones if there are some. It's not a very good answer, was it?
Well, I just hate to leave them not doing anything, you know. But
well, you should not plant them, and the only other option, other than let the squirrels eat them, the only other option is to eat them yourself, and you know, open one up and see how edible it is. I doubt that it's going to be very, very appealing.
No, they don't taste very good.
No, I know. I can imagine. Yeah, they're beginning to taste more like pecan trees than pecans.
That's correct. More tannic acid in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I think they're a loss, unfortunately.
Okay, well, that's what I was...
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't have better news for you. I appreciate your call. Let me go to Susan in Poetry. Susan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi. Thank you for your program.
Thank you.
I have several Arapaho thornless blackberries in 25-gallon containers, and I'm not sure how much to water them through the winter.
You want to soak them when you do water them. I would water them ahead of any extreme cold like we're going to have tomorrow night. So water them today very thoroughly. They are marginally hardy. I hope that it will survive for you. They will survive for you. I think they will. And then beyond that, probably if you were to water them every couple of weeks during the winter or every 10 days, you would not be overwatering on that frequency unless they're just sopping wet already.
So, okay. And they still have green leaves.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. They won't much longer.
Okay. So they should be okay then. With just watering every other week or so.
Yeah, I'm not a big advocate of how often should I water, you know, that question, because it varies depending on, is it going to be in January, is it going to be 63 degrees or is it going to be 6 degrees? And so it can vary a great deal, and you just kind of have to use common sense. As soil should begin to look like it's drying out before you put the water on.
Oh, okay, that's
yeah,
good.
That should do it. We had thank you very much, Susan, for the call. We'll have one more hour, and I need some calls now. My one call that I was really looking forward to taking has dried up on me, gone away. So give us a call at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227, and you'll be right up on top of the stack when we come back. 800-288-WBAP.